Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Do you know what? We have Nancy Shanks from Dugo, who was just trying to call me, but she was calling me on my cell phone, not the studio line.
Oh, no.
So can you talk for a minute, Mom? And I'm going to get this number to Hope. I need one second to, like, actually think. I don't know if I can successfully. I can try to talk while
you usually talk. It doesn't mean that you make any sense when you talk, but you talk. But you know what? I wanted to talk about this other top that we didn't get to.
Okay, Hope, I'm emailing you this number, okay? If you want to give her a call and see if we can get Nancy on the phone, we're going to... Okay, go ahead.
This is called live radio, is what it's called.
This is how it goes.
There is another, you know, whose look is it, that is important. It's called the pulley top. And this is kind of an unusual trend, but apparently the celebrities are going strong for this. And if you really look at these, what it amounts to is if you had a sweater that was too small for you and you were determined to wear it anyway. And so you have buttons or some kind of fasteners, but it's not going to really all meet together. You're not going to, it's not like putting on a cardigan where the buttons all meet down the middle and you're completely covered.
So you know how sometimes you're wearing like a top and it's maybe a little too tight and it pulls and that's a bad thing. This is intentionally
that way.
This is
like you try to do this.
Yes.
And I hate to bring this up again because I have such trouble with her name, but there she was again.
Dua Lipa.
Good old Dua Lipa, my friend.
You're just not going to be as close with her as you are with Bella Hadid.
Probably not. No, you're right. Or Gigi Hadid.
Yeah. Gigi is your favorite.
Gigi is my favorite, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the difference between Bella and Gigi?
One's older than the other. And one has a baby and the other doesn't.
Oh, good.
So
good.
There.
Which one has a baby?
Gigi Hadid.
Gigi Hadid.
And she did this, and she had the baby naturally, and Zayn Malik, the father, he actually pulled the baby out.
Come on.
Hey. Would I make things like this up? She didn't even know that she was done.
And all of a sudden,
that's what she said. I'm telling you, from Gigi's mouth came this bit of information.
When was this?
Well, I don't know. It's a couple months ago that she had the baby.
Okay.
Oh, she's talked about it and all.
I really am reading the wrong publications.
If you keep reading Popular Mechanics, you're not going to find these things out.
I guess.
But they did this naturally, and she had been working so hard, she didn't even realize, and she looked up, and he had the baby in his arms.
How about
just like that?
Okay, guess what? See, we can get things done on live radio.
Okay.
We just put it out in the universe.
Yeah, we'll get back to the pulley later.
You get back to the pulley later, because right now, we were telling you earlier about a little breaking news that our friend Nancy at Dugo sadly is leaving the Galleria, and we've been so bummed out, and we've been wondering how any woman of a certain age is ever going to get dressed for a gala or wedding again. Well, Nancy is going to pop up just down the road at 50th in France. Nancy, what exciting news!
It is so exciting, Allie. Thank you for saying that. I can't tell you how happy this news is for not only me, but so many customers that since we announced we were closing have come in to say, you can't, what will we do?
Right. Well, and I know, Nancy, you have been so devoted to this community and dressed us for so many years and worked so hard. And I just love that you want to keep going.
I do want to keep going. I do. It's a mission. It's something that when I started the business, I really wanted to be able to help people when they had to get dressed up because nobody else was really taking care of, like you said, people of a certain age. When I first started in the dress business, customers would say, well, they had dresses for old ladies or they had dresses for teenagers, but they didn't have anything for me.
Yeah,
so
right.
I'm trying to find the me things.
Absolutely. So tell us what it's going to be. What are you going to carry at your 50th in France store?
So it will be a lot smaller, which I'm saying up front, because it will be very focused. Right now, it'll be very focused on the dresses and accessories to go with the dresses. And as we go forward, there will also be pop-ups of casual wear or trunk shows. We have continued to do trunk shows this whole fall with either outerwear or casual wear. So it's just going to be like that, special things for people.
We're talking to Nancy Shank. She's the owner of Dugo, which is leaving the Galleria at the end of this week, but just announced today, just telling customers and telling us that she is going to be opening a pop-up at Nolan Mains, the new development at 50th in France. Nancy, I saw in your email that you said it's going to be by appointment.
Or by appointment. So, no, it'll be... We'll be open 11 to 5,
got it.
Monday through Saturday, or by appointment if those times don't work.
Okay, I see.
But so, your concentration, at least to begin with, will be on those special occasion dresses that God knows we get calls constantly about.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. At the beginning, definitely, because this is the time. And in the last month, I have had so many mothers of the bride or groom for specifically September or October weddings coming to us that sure. we've been able to help.
Wow. And what are they doing, Nancy? How are people planning right now? I mean, are these people who know they're going to be having in-person events? Are they going to...
Well, they're saying, well, this is the plan. This is what we hope for, and we think it'll be good, especially since the governor has now announced that we can have 50 people instead of 10 at a wedding.
Right.
They're very hopeful.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, even if it's just your immediate family, you still want to have a pretty dress for your
exactly.
daughter yeah. or son's wedding.
Right. So I'm going to try to provide it.
Are you going to carry many of the same brands that you have at your Galleria store?
Yes, except for this last year, I've lost three of my best dress lines.
Why is that?
The best five or six, not all of the best, but yeah, they've closed.
Huh. Oh, they've
so
closed.
So it'll be exciting to find new things.
Do you believe, and I think it's a little different for you. I mean, I feel like in a way you've got kind of a built-in, you know, customer when things come back. People are always going to get married. People are always going to have those occasions.
Yes.
But we've talked so much about, you know, getting dressed up. And are people going to want to get dressed up again? What has this year done to our sense of fashion? What do you think?
I think so. I've heard so many people say, I am tired of my sweats. I want to get dressed. I want to look better. And so even though mostly people are saving it up for events at the moment, they are also saying, as soon as I can go out,
yeah.
which now we can go out for dinner now.
Well, that's the thing. There just hasn't been the motivation
right.
to get the clothes because there hasn't been anywhere to go.
Right.
And what are you seeing style-wise? I mean, you're obviously looking ahead and having to choose styles for, you know, fall and months from now. Are you
right.
seeing a big difference? I mean, is dress-up going to look different? Is it more sedate? Is it more over the top?
I don't have a feeling for that yet, except for what I've been selling so far has been very much what we've been selling, not anything quite new.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's exciting.
It certainly is. And so, Nancy, you're going to be at Nolan Mains. Are you going to be near, or just give us like a landmark. Are you going to be near the Lynn Hall, near six?
Yes, and the back side of that development.
Okay.
So it used to be called 49 and a half
right.
Street.
Yep.
And now it's called Market Street.
And you'll be facing that street.
Yeah, so sort of kitty corner from the post office.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
So you can get stamps and a dress for a wedding. Right? In one, one shopping trip.
My mother is planning her shopping trips, Nancy. She's going to go to the post office.
Very good.
She's going to get her stamps, and then she's going to come get a ball gown.
Oh, there perfect. You go. Yes, absolutely. Get stamps, get a dress.
Okay. Tell us real quickly, Nancy, before we let you go, and thank you so much for doing this on the fly. Is there still a lot of merchandise to be sold at the Galleria? You've got one more week of the sale.
I have about 70 units of sportswear, which we have put a sign up I did this morning saying $50 or less for anything that's remaining.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a nice selection of dresses, dressy separates that I'm taking with me.
Nice.
Okay.
And will you have some new merchandise too when you open at 50th?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Well, this is just such great news. It's such great news for the community
and
for you. And I love that Nolan Maines is giving you the opportunity to do it kind of on a short-term basis, make sure it works and test the waters.
Yes.
Good luck with all of it. Thank you so much for getting me on the line tonight.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Thanks for giving us the scoop. We appreciate
it. Take care.
All right. Bye. That's Nancy from Dugo. So when you call us asking where you can go to get
We can still say Dugo.
Thank goodness for that. When we get back, it's time for the tech report. Don't go away. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. You know what time it is, 12:17. Time to get our tech news on.
The internet, it's a series of tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's Tech Report.
It's been a busy week because of perseverance.
What does that mean?
Oh, please. I've had a space landing.
Oh,
I've been very active because it is quite amazing. Perseverance is the name of the spacecraft.
I wasn't sure what you were referencing. I forgot how involved, how integral you were to the whole process.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And they were so nervous during the 7 to 11 minutes that they were out of contact while it was actually entering the atmosphere of Mars. And I said, don't worry, everything will be fine.
Is that what you said?
I did. But it is quite an amazing thing. And I hope they find Hillary Swank up there.
Oh, I want a second season of that show. What was that show called?
It was called Away.
Yes.
And they ended the show
after 1 year.
They left her on Mars. And you don't do that to Hillary Swank.
Was that a spoiler? They were headed to Mars. The whole show was about going.
And then they just left them out there.
Left them out there in outer space.
Maybe now after this excitement with, Perseverance landing there, maybe they'll think about bringing it back.
Okay, how did this relate to your tech report?
Well, do you not think that had a lot of technology involved?
I do, but I think that's a real kind of...
I think you're reaching. I felt if I didn't talk about that, people would think I'm not authentic.
Oh. Yes.
Okay, so here's something that probably you could use and a lot of other people too. Now, we know we all have to wear masks no matter how many vaccines we get.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully you only get your two.
No, I just meant how many people actually
get. I see.
How many of us out there. Anyway, it's called Mask Phone, spelled F-O-N-E. And it is a company that is actually out of the UK and Hong Kong. It's a telecom firm called Binatone. And they have now shown off it's a $50 called Mask Phone. It's a Bluetooth headset and an N95 mask in one. And the idea is it was designed primarily to be able to make phone calls and take phone calls while you're wearing a mask. And in addition to the wireless headphones, it has a built-in microphone, so you're not going to get a muffled sound, when you're using it.
Mm-hmm.
The mask uses medical-grade interchangeable N95 filters. They give you 95% virus filtration, and it's also water resistant. And the two buds, the earbuds, come out of the mask. They're clipped onto the lower part of the ear hook, so they don't get tangled. And they even have control buttons on the outside. You don't have to remove the mask to be heard clearly. The battery life is supposed to be up to 12 hours. You can remove the filters and all, and it can be washed in the machine.
Sounds good. Where do we buy it?
Well, I'm going to get to that. It comes in small, medium, or medium large, and it ships.
Are you reading a catalog? We need everything.
I'm giving the information so people know how they can get this and what it is.
Okay.
It launched the beginning of this month. It's $49.95. And
you think it's worth it? That's kind of pricey for a mask.
But it's not just a mask. Yeah. It's a headset and all that.
All right.
So anyway, you can check online at Mask Phone.
Do you know, they're really thinking about everything. So my son plays the French horn. Still makes me laugh every time. Okay. But they now that he goes back to school one day a week and they have band. And I mean, they're very spread out. It's a big band room and there's only 25% of the students. But they gave him a special mask, a band mask. So he puts it on and it has a little, it has like a flap and like a little opening and you can pull it apart.
So then he can play the instrument. Yes. Oh, well, you know, yeah, everyone's got to be clever.
Yes.
Okay, so Zillow has really having a moment. If anybody saw Saturday Night Live a few weeks ago when Dan Levy was doing, was hosting, and they did a skit about the romance of Zillow. You know, everybody's sitting around looking at all these fancy homes. And,
oh, I must have missed that one.
Yeah, you miss a lot.
The Peloton skit was hilarious recently. Yeah. Was that last week where it was like the anti-Peloton?
Okay, well, anyway, Zillow has a 3D... Yeah, just be quiet for a minute. Zillow has a 3D home app, and it generates the home floor plans based on scans that you upload, the company. Now, so the new feature, it's powered by their artificial intelligence technology, and it is available in the Zillow 3D home app. And what they're saying is this will be helpful for people who are trying to relocate during the pandemic because, you know, you don't want to just buy a mansion without looking through it first.
Right on.
And this way you can. Their 3D app was originally launched in 2019, but now they've done a whole lot more with it. And so you can actually, they've added another layer of information because you can see a floor plan and then you can click on that to see a specific room and get an idea of just how big it is and get the dimensions, square footage and all of that. So they are, you know, everybody apparently is spending their time on Zillow, whether they're buying a house or not. So this is a funny
thing. We're all voyeurs. We all like to fantasize.
Yes, right. This is a funny thing that happened with TikTok. And this is what happens nowadays. There was a series of posts that were posted accidentally on office videos. And it became an unexpected viral hit. So the most popular shows would seem to be, it's a series of municipal employees that were saying goodbye to Connie, one of their colleagues. Okay. And it was like a prairie-hued office space that looked like, you know, it was part of Park and Rec.
Okay.
Or The Office or one of those. And it said, they were saying, congratulations from the Orange County Clerk's Office. And then he steps off and the clerk comes in and says, we wish you the best in your future endeavors and we appreciate the job you did. Well, as of Thursday, more than 40,000 users have liked the video. It's been viewed more than 300,000 times.
Why? Why do people like it?
Because this is what happens on TikTok. And they have already got 3,000 followers. There are 8 videos that just all are different people saying goodbye to Connie and wishing her the best of luck. And they said that these videos have now inspired a whole bunch of spin-off content that people are posting, and suddenly this office, it's in Paroli, Indiana, and they have a population there of 3,600 people, and suddenly they didn't even know that it had been posted. And this is what happens with TikTok. Something gets posted, people think it's funny, and it goes viral. So all these people just wishing Connie good luck, they are now TikTok famous.
That is really random.
Okay, and I don't have a lot of time. I was going to tell you about the Panasonic made a, I don't like the word, so I will just say a tooting cat robot.
Okay.
But
well, thanks for letting us know.
I'm just going to leave that there. Oh, and maybe next week we'll talk
about
it.
Leave it there. When we get back, a new organic skincare line you're going to want to know about. That's next on Shop Girls. Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Super excited to talk to our guest. Her name is Claire Powell, and you might remember her. I'm trying to think if she... Claire, were you on the show before? Have you been on?
No, I've never been on the show before. This is my first time.
Oh, my goodness. That is just crazy. Well, we've certainly talked about you, Claire, when you were all good. When you were the CEO of J.W. Hume, of course, you have an illustrious career and track record as a leader of big brands, big consumer product brands, many that people would names that they would recognize. When you left J.W. Hume, you decided you wanted to do something for yourself. You wanted to have your own business. And I'm so curious to have you tell people why you settled on beauty.
Yes. Well, big decision. And yeah, beauty to me, or skincare specifically, it's really about self-care and self-pampering. And I think that for some of us, that time in the morning and evening when we're doing our skincare routine is the one time in a day when we get to pamper ourselves a little bit and right. show ourselves some self-love and just get a few moments to ourselves. And I really consider it like a moment of joy in our day. Right. And that really inspired me. And I think that we all need more of that. And I wanted to just be part of that conversation.
Absolutely. So you have a brand called Bella Virtue Organics. And it's That's a skincare right. line with many lovely serums and moisturizers. I've been trying them all and having so much fun.
What it smells so good too. It's just wonderful.
It really does. And I know you've spent a lot of time working, you know, behind the scenes on packaging and the website and all that. But tell us about the products themselves. What do you love about these products? What makes this line special? Obviously, it's a crowded field out there when it comes to skincare.
It is. And Harmony, thank you for saying they smell delicious. That's really an important part of it, because to me, there's multiple benefits here. One is the really effective ingredients, which look after your skin and make your skin healthy. And all the ingredients are clean and organic. So they're non-toxic. They're really safe. So you can really feel good that they're healthy for your skin. But the fact that this product smells good is all part of that moment of joy and that pleasure when you use them. It's really important to me that it's a real joy when you use the product, not just the right. benefits afterwards. I really want people to have real pleasure in the moment as well as long term. So the smell is really important. But yeah, the clean and organic piece is really important. I think that if you feel good about what you're putting on your skin, it's a bit like when you eat healthy food. You just feel good.
Right, exactly.
If you put something healthy in your skin, you just feel good. And, you know, I think to get that kind of beautiful, healthy glow that I think we're all striving for, especially in the middle of the winter, how you feel on the inside is almost just as important as how you look on the outside, and it really shines through.
I love what you're saying, Claire, about taking that moment, and I think we're all guilty. You know, it's like the end of the day, especially. It's easier for me in the morning, but at the end of the day, like sometimes, like even just the thought of washing my face, I just want to lay down. You're a busy, you have boys, you're a business owner. How do you create those moments to make putting on the products a delight and not a chore?
Yeah, it is hard. I think it's hard for many of us, right? We're all pulled in a million directions, and life is very full of distractions of all kinds. And I think even, you know, with a lot of us working from home, we're working harder than ever and putting in more hours than ever, right? But I think that it's, and I think it's like, you know, I think we all know that at the end of the day, it's, you know, however tired you're feeling, you know that you've got to brush your teeth, you've got to floss, although I'm right. not perfect at that, and yeah. you know, we've got to take our makeup off and clean our face. So yeah. how do we make those moments, that time, as appealing as possible? And to me, to have products that you actually look forward to using because you know they're going to smell great and they're going to make your skin feel great just helps with that, sure that motivation to take that time.
You know, Claire,
it's fun, it's enjoyable.
Allie has a couple of the products sitting in front of her right now, and the fragrance is actually wafting over this way, and it's made the studio smell just wonderful.
I'm pleased to hear that.
Claire, we're a bit remedial ourselves. It takes us a little while. We need a lot of instruction, and we often have this debate, my mother and I, about, you know, what goes on first. Is it the serum? Is it the moisturizer? How do you know? So can you walk us through kind of what you see as like the essential steps and what yes. order we should put them on?
And we're going to take notes.
We are.
Yeah, it is confusing, and I think there's all these different, you know, new innovations happening in the marketplace, serums and face oils and cleansing bar, all these different things, and it can get confusing. But, cleansing comes first, right? So you want to clean all the toxins and dirt off your face, or your makeup off your face, first of all. And in my line, we have a cleansing oil or a cleansing bar, and you can either just use the oil, or sometimes I use the oil and then the bath. I really want to get a kind of deep clean, especially if I've been wearing makeup or something.
I have to say, I like that bar. I have been using the Bella Virtue, the cleansing bar, and it really suds up nicely.
Yeah. So it's just, it looks like a soap. It suds up like a soap, but it's not a soap. There's no sulfates in it. So it doesn't
Clip
and dry your skin, right? Have you noticed that?
It leaves my question,
yes,
because I didn't know if that is something you're supposed to use on your whole body.
No,
or just
I told
your face.
You, Mom. I told you,
you
it's
were
just
right
for
about
your face.
That. Okay.
Well, you can if you want to.
I can if I want to.
Okay, so after we've cleansed,
then what?
Then what's your next step?
So then, I just splash a bit of water on my face to freshen it up. People can use a toner at that point. I don't have a toner in my line at the moment. I'm still figuring out the right formula for that. But then comes the serum.
Okay.
And the reason for that is that a serum is a much more intense kind of dose of ingredients. And as opposed to a moisturizer, it's really about getting the ingredients deep into your skin. A moisturizer is about giving your ingredients to your skin, but also stopping the skin losing moisture. So it's kind of like a barrier. Mm-hmm. The serum doesn't have to worry about that. So the serum's main focus is going into the skin and sinking in. So you want to do that next so that all the ingredients go really deep into the layers of the skin. So things like safflower oil are really deep, moisturizing. And I use Immortelle or Helichrysum oil in many of my products, which is what our logo is based on. It's my favorite ingredient. And that goes deep into the skin through the serums and has that real healing effect. And it's really what brings the health
and
to the skin.
There's a serum for the eyes as well as for the face?
Yeah, so they're typically separate products. So in our line, we have an antioxidant eye serum, which is my favorite product. I'm trying not to have favorites, but that really is the favorite and it is our best-selling product. And that you need literally one drop, for both eyes. And you just rub that from your fingertips and just dab it around that, where your bone is around your eye. And then that just really makes the skin soft and really helps soothe and get rid of that sort of any kind of crepey dryness and fine lines that you have around the eyes. And then typically there's a separate facial serum, which you would put all over your face.
Okay, but now, Claire, how do we decide between the Bella Virtue Moisturizing Radiance Facial Serum and the Vitamin C Facial Serum?
Well, it's just so hard, isn't it? I personally, of course, I want you to buy both. I use the Vitamin C in the morning and the Radiance in the evening. But if you want to choose one, the Radiance one is really for dry skin. I actually developed it for the Minnesota winter, which we've obviously been facing the last couple of weeks pretty strongly, because the air is just so drying, right? Mm-hmm. So that one is really developed to not only really moisturize the skin and heal it and kind of soothe it from that irritation that can come from going in and out from the, heating indoors to the cold weather outdoors. But it's also, I think, the smell of that one is so warming and comforting. It's got that kind of zesty orange flavor. Mm-hmm. I just love sort of inhaling it just to feel kind of cozy and warm and soothed. So if you've got dry skin, I think that's really the one to go for. And the vitamin C is a great just everyday. It's moisturizing, and the vitamin C helps brighten the skin and helps reduce some of those age spots and things like that.
And are you, Claire, I don't want to get too personal, but are you a twice a day serum user? You think your serums morning and night?
I do.
Okay.
I do, yeah. And sometimes that's all I use. So, you can put a moisturizer or a lotion on top. And obviously, if I'm going outdoors, I would always wear sunscreen during the day. But, the serum is what I, and this is new to me. I having tried all these products and developed all these products, I've realized how I can just get away with just throwing on a serum and that's it. And I'm good to go for the day. That's been a kind of pleasant surprise to me.
But Claire, explain to me, because maybe I just have tried too much of the serum, because it seems to me if I put just the serum, it seems like it's so greasy. How do I put makeup on over that?
Yeah, it's an oil, right? So, but it's an oil that's really designed to go to absorb into your skin. So perhaps use a little bit less.
Okay.
You probably only need a tiny bit.
And just you don't need really half the bottle. It...
okay. You want to just like bathe in it.
Yes, okay.
But yeah, you just need a tiny bit. And then I think if your makeup sits better on a moisturizer on top of that, by all means go and you know, set that base with a moisturizer before you go and put your makeup on.
Okay, and then how about this rejuvenating mask? I don't even know if I can pronounce. What's a Rasool Clay?
Rasool Clay. Yeah, that is pretty cool ingredient, actually. So this clay, it comes from the Atlas Mountains, which are over in Morocco. And the people in that area have been using this clay for literally over 1,000 years to help their skin. And what it does, it not only has things like magnesium and potassium, which are great minerals for really strengthening the skin, but what they also do is they're negatively charged minerals. So when you mix it up with water and then put it on your face, the negative charges actually kind of cling on to the toxins that are in your skin, so that when you rinse off the mask, you're rinsing away all those toxins as well. So when you use it, you feel really kind of clean and refreshed afterwards, but soothed as well.
I might do that this afternoon. That sounds like a fun
activity. Afternoon
activity.
Yeah. I might do the mask.
There you go.
Claire, it's amazing all that you've learned. It is so impressive how you've pulled this together. Everyone needs to check out BellaVirtueOrganics.com. We'll put a link on the Shop
it's
Girls
strictly
page.
Strictly online, right?
It's strictly online at the moment. Yep.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, you're supporting a local brand, and you should know that. Claire, can't thank you enough. And if you want to know more about Claire's journey, she's been so generous about sharing all the steps to build this brand. Go to tcbmag.com. I'll tweet out the link. Claire has been writing for us her entrepreneurial journey,
and it's
really fascinating.
Yep.
Claire, thanks so much. Such a delight.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Claire.
See you soon.
We'll be back with more Shop Girls right after this. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Thanks for joining us today. This has been a fun show.
It has.
Yes, indeed.
I wish I understood how to do all of that, you know, with the BellaVirtue products. I mean, I'm trying.
You don't understand how to put a serum on your face?
No, I just don't. I understand how, but I get mixed up about like how much I should put on.
Well, that's what Claire just told us, Mom.
I know.
Did you
well,
listen?
Now she's helped me.
Okay, good. I really am going to try the mask. I'm going to do that. I'm going to create a moment for myself.
Okay.
I'm going to have like a
I've
zen.
I've never done
I'm going to light a candle. I'm going to just have a whole thing. I'm going to have a little
hygiene.
And your
boys are going to walk in and say, what are you doing?
No, I'm going to see if they want to do it with me. That's the best way to keep them in line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Okay. Just slap a mask on them, too.
Right over their mouth.
Stay tuned. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, Mom. It's probably because of you. I now have Dua Lipa, who you've mentioned like 7,000 times today. She's now showing up everywhere. On Facebook, they're feeding me a Dua Lipa drag brunch happening at Crave. Is that a coincidence? She's everywhere.
I hope it's a coincidence.
Oh, my God.
Is that a real name? That's the other
I'm
thing.
Sure that was
yeah,
her
you wouldn't
given
change it
name.
To that, would you? Because it's hard to say.
I'm sure it's a stage name.
Oh, yeah. You do think it's a stage?
I do.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay, you do that.
Okay.
You do that. All right, what else do you want to share with us before we get to steal some deals?
I want to share Chrissy Teigen.
Of course you do.
But no, because this is the
robe
best.
Story.
This is the best story.
Yeah, yeah.
And the only thing I am concerned, I think it could be the actual video might have been on her stories as opposed to her regular Instagram, but try to find it if you can. She loves robes. Not zip robes like me. She likes wrap robes.
Mm-hmm.
But she loves robes and lives in them and has a gazillion.
Okay.
And she orders a lot of them from Amazon. So they're not all, you know, designer type. So she...
I'd rather know that she was shopping local boutiques.
Well, you know, she doesn't get out much these days. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway... She showed a picture of a robe from Amazon. It was called the Christmas Dress and Feather Robe. And it was marked down from $60 to $30. And it does look like picture, you know, it's a sheer robe that ties. And then it looks like a Christmas tree because the ruffles go from the sleeves all the way down the side, the sides of the robe. So she was so excited that she said, I was so excited to order this robe because it's like very, quote unquote, kill your husband vibes. It's gorgeous. And so she ordered it in every color it came in. And then she posted a picture of her and her, I think her stylist and her makeup artist, trying this thing on, which is like a piece of nylon, just a thin piece.
Like there's no possible way that the picture online could have been the thing that they actually sent her. That's insane. It looks nothing alike.
There are no ruffles to speak of. There's this one little kind of ruffle down at the very bottom.
Yeah.
You can't help but laugh because they are so funny. I mean, it's a good example of buyer beware.
So do you notice this? I notice it especially on Instagram. You know, I'll get ads for like tops and sweaters they're always extraordinarily affordable.
Yeah.
And they look really cute. And like once or twice I've even gone down the rabbit hole of clicking, but then it's like a website that I've never heard of, a brand I know nothing about.
Remember, I did that once. It was a sweatshirt with a big heart, and I love hearts.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it was a company in China.
Yeah.
So I couldn't communicate with them, and it took, I don't know, 6 weeks, 2 months before I ever got this thing, which turned out to be down to my, well, for sure down to my mid-calf.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst material ever.
Yeah.
It went straight to recycle.
That would be a fun story, like a consumer story. I'd love to do that, to just order from a lot of these like random websites that pop up all over social media, but you don't really know them, and see if anything is what it is.
This story, we've got to post this. It's from the Insider that they actually told about Chrissy's experience, and they show a picture of what the robe looked like and what it looks like in reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you have to laugh because it's just the funniest thing.
That's funny. Okay. All right. Well, so should we do some steals and deals?
Okay.
Okay. Well, here is a fun one. Intodo, which
I haven't heard of them in a long time.
Jute's, you know, not the store. It's not a store anymore. You know, Jute Salon Spa, they took over that space in Uptown.
Right.
And they use it as their training center.
Okay.
So they are doing, their reusable offer. They're doing 50% off hair services at Jute because they have got the training center. Usually you get a good deal, right?
Yeah.
People go there because it's people who are in school. They're always, it's a really great way to get a good, affordable haircut, but they're now offering 50% off of hair services at Jute in Uptown while that place is closed. So you can use this 50% off voucher from Intodo at Jute.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, it is. So a good way to try out a new stylist or get a really good cut at a great price. Requisite, boutique in the North Loop, they are doing 20% off of sale items today and tomorrow only. So an additional 20% off, and they also have spring arrivals in stock. So if you're ready, they've got them for you, and you can check it out. And they're, I've got to say, I mean, you know, it does. Things look good. They look fresh and lots of, you know, bright, fun dresses and big puffy sleeves and pleated skirts.
Ooh,
and
I like that.
Yeah, really.
I like spring and summer clothes.
I know. So things are coming in, and now is a good time to check it out. If you're updating your desk, maybe you've got a new work from home situation, Russell and Hazel has a warehouse sale going on that you can shop online 50 to 80% off. A lot of items right now, notebooks, planners, you know, those big, big, what do you call them? Big Things of paper. Things.
Sheets of paper. Well, tablets.
Tablets. Tablets. That's the word.
Oh, do I win?
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. Like those desk tablets that you can just sort of write on, but then you can just, you know, scribble notes and everything. Things like that. Everything is way marked down, and it's free shipping on orders of $50.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt because I did find out Dua Lipa's real name is Dua Lipa.
No way.
Her parents are from Kosovo. They're Albanian, and that is her name. And well, we can I'll leave you darned. With that bit of information.